Mantles is brought to you by Madrid Maintenance. Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman service in the Colorado Springs area, starting at just $45 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-963-2020 or online at facebook.com/Madrid Maintenance.
Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. Call today 719-963-2020 or go to facebook.com/Enharmonic Studios.
Oh, son of a bit, son of a bit, son of a bit, gun. You thought I was going to say son of a bitch, didn't you?
Live from Enharmonic Studios. Streaming all over the world. It's your weekly dose of toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
With Eric Madrid and Trevor Lane. It's Man Tools.
It's Man Tools.
It's Man Tools.
Man Tools.
Yes.
Really like all the women you hire to voice over our stuff.
They're good girls.
Yeah.
Nice. Super nice. You know why they're? I keep doing new intros? Because Filmora, my video editing software, the last couple times I go to like export or insert the little funny thing, it's like, oh, I can't open this file. And I'm like, why?
Wow.
I just can't. So I've had to build it from scratch a couple of times, and now hopefully it's working because I deleted the old one. Saved as the new one.
Oops.
We'll see.
Is what it is.
Yep. That's what happens. Technology.
Oh, technology. Well, welcome to Man Tools.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Hi, everybody. All right, let's get to it. What's on the news?
No, I have to start by singing my wife's praises. Tonight she made shrimp and grits. Good Lord.
Holy moly. You feeling the expansion in the tummy?
I've got a slight case of the itis, as Chappelle called it, or I guess as black people call it, and he put it on the show. I will sleep very well tonight.
Nice.
Yeah, it was incredible. So yeah.
Shrimp and grits.
Yep.
Okay. Real grits, not instant grits.
It was quick grits.
Oh, I guess grits.
It wasn't like the shit where you got to boil it for quite a while. It was like 5 minutes and it's ready. So
heck yeah.
Yeah.
We're above the Mason-Dixon line. We don't have to have real grits. We can do.
That's right.
Instant grits.
Unlike my cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
No self-respecting man would. That was funny. Do instant grits? Oh, so it took you 20 minutes then. It's like,
gotcha. As Dave Chappelle said, gotcha, bitch.
Goodness. Yes, we do have a good show. So we might as well get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. There's a lot to do. Yeah. Lot to do.
All right. Deedle deedle de dee. Oh. So we start in the news with this guy who calls himself the Squatter Hunter. I thought this was amazing. You know, most of the United States has this thing called squatter's rights, which I guess in certain circumstances, especially way back in the day when, you know, you're talking rural areas where maybe there's a piece of land and it's not obvious that it's owned by somebody, sure, and you put up a cabin and you live there for 5 years before the guy comes through his land.
He's like, hey,
this is mine.
I've upgraded since then.
Maybe that makes sense.
Right.
In the modern, you own a house and maybe you want to turn around and rent it, or even you're not quite sure what to do with it. For someone to just move in, like, this is mine now. It's pretty ridiculous. So let's check this out. this brilliant solution where he basically squats on the squatters.
Oh my God. The owners of these trashed homes all say squatters moved into their properties, caused mayhem, and refused to leave. An explosion of squatting cases is gripping the nation. In Atlanta alone, 1,200 homes are said to be illegally occupied. Inside Edition was there as sheriff's deputies raided this woman's house outside Atlanta and took into custody a man she says was a squatter.
He had no intention of leaving.
Once back in her home, she finds the alleged squatter's junk everywhere.
Well, lucky for her, she was in a place that has homeowners' rights.
Inside the dream house that she and her husband had just bought. The previous owner refused to leave, citing COVID eviction protections. It took a 14-month legal battle
where
the new owners were finally allowed to claim their property.
You can't kick me out. COVID. Hills,
the realtor for this mansion says squatters have moved in, changed the locks, and turned this $4.5 million property into a raging party house. And here's a strange twist on the epidemic. A nationally prominent restaurateur, Adam Fleischman, who founded the Umami Burger restaurant chain in 2009, was recently accused of squatting at this Hollywood Hills home.
Well, a 62-year-old widow reached out to the burgers aren't doing that well.
Could help. A self-taught expert on dealing with unwanted tenants. He calls himself the Squatter Hunter. Flash Shelton is the self-proclaimed Squatter Hunter. He says he's on a mission to take back properties after alleged squatters move in. Here he is confronting Fleischman.
I understand you've been squatting at this residence?
No.
The confrontation continues inside the home where the squatter hunter turns the tables on the alleged squatter.
I am taking over this property. I am leasing this property, and I'm moving my crew in and put cameras up everywhere.
Whatever you put up, no one's going to give a
Okay.
I've gotten bad publicity before.
Fleischman denies being
That's funny. Yeah. If it were his house, he'd be like, oh, hell no.
A week later. When I turn up the pressure, it's pretty easy to get him out.
So they don't go into great detail but you
do remember the thing I had to do last summer, right?
I don't.
We went and took out all of the, went and took out all the stoves. Took out the microwave, took out the thing because they had
squatters. Oh, from a house that's being squatted in.
Took off all the doors inside the house.
Yeah. I mean, it still is your property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
you just can't kick them out, apparently.
Anything. Yeah. They couldn't do anything. So everything got put in the shed and they didn't have the keys for the shed. And I pulled out everything, stuck it in my garage, and then started renovating while they're in there. Like just walked in. Doo-doo-doo. Then they changed locks. I just drilled them every time.
Yeah.
New ones in. And then.
Yeah.
They kept coming in through the, they kept dislodging the back door or whatever. I was like, yeah, it's fine. Whatever. Like, I know I'm working 2 a.m, 3 a.m with drills and hammers. And I told all the neighbors cause they wanted them out too.
Yeah.
And then I took my amp over there. That got him out.
Well, what this guy does, apparently it started with, I think his mother-in-law had a problem with squatters, and he found the loophole, which is, this is wild. Both renters and squatters have more rights than homeowners in many jurisdictions. So he got his mother-in-law to lease him the place, showed up with a lease, said, y'all need to get the fuck out because I live here now. Yep. Kind of like what he did.
Yep.
It just, and he does the same thing. What he does is have the homeowners lease it to him. And he's like, well, I'm entitled to be here. So, and he moves in. And
annoying
and does all the things that you know they don't like, and eventually the squatters leave.
Yep.
So usually quicker than not.
Sure.
You know, quicker than if you, you know, try to evict them or whatever. It's easier to just move a tenant in.
Yeah.
And be like, the squatters are your problem, and this is his whole thing. He instead of paying them rent, I'm sure he collects a small fee. And
oh yeah, that's great.
Just needs to charge slightly less than the lawyers. And you're off to the races.
You're off to the races.
So good on him, Flash.
That's cool.
I like that.
I want to do that. Anybody who needs a squatter removal, call me. It was fun. You can't be here. I live here.
Yeah, I have a lease.
I live here. No, it's my room now. Put a big TV.
Yeah.
Play music all night, loud as fuck, be annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Up next, when going woke goes wrong, which is pretty much every time, especially when it comes to science.
Whoa.
So kidney transplants.
Right.
Well, it's one of those things where race and ethnicity, genetic background kind of has to come into play. However, some woke doctors thought a tool that accounts for those differences in kidney function was racist. So they removed it and fucked up the entire kidney transplant database.
I mean, they discovered that in, they discovered that in the 50s, that when they were trying to do surgeries and things, and that, they thought sickle cell anemia was predominantly a black, populations, mm-hmm. and they found it in a whole lot of anywhere the Moors, you know.
Oh, that it was more specifically Moorish than Moorish, just black people.
So like Italians and just everybody on that the Spaniards, Italians, everybody basically, they were like, oh shit, we thought this was just that. So they were treating Lebanese people and you know, Italians and things like that, they were treating them wrong and getting it all screwed up.
Wow.
Like, wow, you have shit. You have anemia, a sickle cell anemia. Like, whoops, sorry.
Well, as this article says, modern medicine has known for years that there are some basic physiological differences between ethnicities that require different types of healthcare. One of those differences is that black people tend to have higher serum creatine concentrations than white people. In fact, up to 6 times higher. So what is normal for a black person would appear to be end-stage kidney failure for a white person, right?
Yeah. Jesus.
So when determining the advancement of kidney disease, doctors use an estimated glomerular filtration rate, I'm sure I pronounced that correctly,
yeah,
to determine how fast the kidneys are removing excess creatine from the body. And the kidney transplant list uses that number to determine the order in which patients would receive kidneys. So this way you end up with the sickest people being at the top of the list. However, when they removed the racial component, what ended up happening was you had perfectly healthy black people going to the top of the list and white people who were deathly ill moving down because that number
got totally. Wow.
Yeah. Huh. Yes, they have
the wokes.
The wokies have taken over once prestigious institutions like the National Academy of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine, the American Society of Nephrology, the National Kidney Foundation, and the Organ Procurement and Transplantation Network. They all came together and decided that the sciencey stuff that saved people's lives was actually systemic racism. So they deleted the much needed race base. That's kind of what I was talking about a minute ago. Constants from the GFR scores, which is interesting. So one of the things that they've taken over, this American Society of Nephrology, then published this paper. Where the new formula will deem more than 10 million non-black patients to have either less severe chronic kidney disease or no disease at all. The formula doesn't include the necessary racial adjustments. This is a weirdly worded sentence. These reclassifications misrepresent reality, which means, like I said, now a perfectly healthy black person can get a kidney transplant before a dying white person.
You know what else is different? I got to use a lot more sunscreen.
That is true.
Just saying, there are differences.
That's, yeah. And acknowledging those differences is not always systemic racism or any kind of racism for that matter.
Not at all.
Noticing patterns and differences is not racism or sexism or any kind of ism. It just is how things are.
Are they going to take the gender out of it too? So perfectly healthy men are going to get C-sections now?
Well, they're working on it.
Jesus, Mikey.
You've seen those things where these dudes are like, I'm on my period. It's like, no, you need to take a shit.
There's that. Yeah.
Stop it. Just stop it. Unless you're bleeding out of your dick, which you still have, and then you have some other problem. It still isn't menstruation.
It's a whole different ballgame there, bud.
Now, it could be a result of your crazy gene treatments that you're on, you know, your hormones and stuff.
There's nothing to, yeah.
But speaking of women, and by the way, happy International Women's Month.
It is, isn't it?
It's almost over, but, you know, we're going to get a couple of good women stories in tonight. I made a point of it. This is interesting. Women are getting off of birth control amid what I forget what publication this is. What this publication calls a misinformation explosion. Search for birth control on TikTok or Instagram, and
that's where you get your
A cascade of misleading videos vilifying hormonal contraception appear. Young women blaming their weight gain on the pill. Could be. Right-wing commentators claiming that some birth control can lead to infertility.
Well, that's
I don't know. I mean, it's supposed to lead to at least temporary.
Yeah, I was like, that's sort of the goal, right?
Testimonials complaining of depression, anxiety. Well,
possible.
Definitely possible. Mm-hmm.
You're on a hormone suppressant. You're
screwing
with your body chemistry.
Yep. Instead, many social media influencers recommend natural alternatives such as timing, sex to menstrual cycles, a less effective birth control method that doctors warn could result in unwanted pregnancies. And I love this part. In a country where abortion is now banned or restricted in nearly half the state. Okay. If you weren't sure what their spin was.
There's the spin.
It's clear now. Physicians say they're seeing an explosion of birth control misinformation online targeting a vulnerable demographic, people in their teens and early 20s who are more likely to believe what they see on their phones because of algorithms that feed them a stream of videos, reinforcing messages often divorced from scientific evidence. Now, I will say young people probably are more prone to that. While doctors say hormonal contraception, which includes birth control pills and intrauterine devices, is safe and effective, they worry the profession's long-standing lack of transparency about some of the serious but rare side effects has left patients seeking information from unqualified online communities. And I will say, after the COOF, I don't trust the medical profession like I once did. Yeah, I don't know. I will say this. I've discussed this a couple of times with various people, but I think that if you're in a serious relationship, you should definitely get off of hormonal birth control. And here's why I will say that. Even if you don't want kids with that person right then, the change in hormones when you come off of it, if you're already married or something, can lead to divorce. Because the way birth control works is it fools your body into thinking you're already pregnant, which means you are going for dudes that are more like, that are safe. I'll put it that way. As opposed to possibly the, I don't quite want to say alpha, but maybe the more tough guy that you would want as a husband, especially once you're pregnant, need someone that you feel protects you.
it's the hunter gatherer versus nester
yeah
mentality. So you're back on the prowl.
You start nesting when you're on the birth control because you think you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's a weird little dichotomy for women, huh?
It is.
Like, I want to go out and be on the prowl, so I'm on birth control.
So I'm going to take the nesting
hormone. Yeah, so take the nesting hormone. Yeah, that's, there you go. That's a weird.
It is weird, yeah. And I would say, like, and who knows what the long-term effects are. I think what we're running into now, too, is I don't know what the long-term effects are of people that stay on it for, like, years at a time. I think kind of the original idea was take it, like, while you're in college, sow your wild oats, find a nice fella.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Settle down with him and then stop taking it. But I think now you're seeing maybe an increase. And again, I don't know, I'm not going to put out any misinformation, but it's certainly possible that you could see increases in some of these side effects because women are taking them for a decade or more instead of
possible
4 or 5 years and then coming off.
What was that study? What was that study about the hormones in our water, our drinking water, because of?
Well, that was the Alex Jones, the Turn of the Frogs game, the pesticides or whatever make frog embryos switch sex.
Yeah. And the amount of hormones in our drinking water from women taking.
Oh yeah. Because they what it doesn't get used, they piss out or whatever. Yep. And it just hangs out. Yeah.
In our recycled drinking water. So,
oh,
they have a lot of low T problems now.
Well, and then there was a thing, certain types of plastics impart estrogenic compounds. I mean, there's all kinds of shit.
We're living, it's just drink beer. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Hops. It's not like hops is an estrogen.
Not at all.
All right. Well,
my favorite. It's my favorite. It's my favorite lady.
It's your favorite lady?
Yeah, she's my favorite lady. Gosh, she makes me laugh.
Well,
it's like her and Lisa Lampanelli and Liza Schlesinger and all those other comedians. This comedian's my favorite.
In case you're wondering who he's talking about, here you go. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York is apparently on the committee. I believe it's a committee determining whether or not impeachment articles should be written up for President Biden. You can guess which side she's on. But anyways, this exchange happened during testimony from one of Hunter Biden's former business partners, Tony Bobulinski, who insists that the president was involved in all of his son's business dealings and that many things were criminal with those. Nah. And let's just see this amazing smart woman.
Is it your testimony today that you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime?
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business
deal. Did you
deal,
witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir? Specifically.
You ask me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with.
Excuse me, sir.
RICO's her cousin.
Category. What is the
category of crimes that you're then charged
you
under?
You have charges.
Long hundred.
You have charges. Yeah. Sir, please
you want me to
name
the exact statute,
sir?
Under RICO?
Yes. Oh,
well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
all right, sir, I reclaim my
lawyers
time.
That went to law school.
Time. I reclaim my time.
Yeah, it's not going her way, so I reclaim my time.
Uh-huh.
RICO's not a crime.
RICO's not a crime.
Now, she's kind of correct when she goes, it's a classic of crimes. Yeah, there's a bunch of crimes that fall under the RICO statute.
Yeah.
That's not incorrect, but come on. come on. You know exactly what this guy was getting at.
You know what's happening here.
That's fine. Rico ain't no crime.
Rico,
my cousin. And then finally in the news, we come to this. The U.S. for the first time in, I think, 50 years, drops out of the, oh, maybe that's what it is, drops out of the top 50 happiest countries, apparently.
We're no longer happy?
Not as happy as we once were, apparently.
Clap your hands.
The Gallup World Poll has a simple way to gauge well-being around the globe. Imagine a ladder and think about your current life. The top rung 10 represents your best possible life, and the bottom rung 0 represents the absolute worst. Pick your number. Researchers use the responses to rank happiness in countries around the globe, and the 2024 results have just been released. This year, Finland is at the top of the list. Researchers point to factors including, well, I think it's funny because the survey just goes, pick a number, and then they go, here's why. Like, they didn't ask that about those people, right. But anyways, so I guess they then turn around and come up with reasons like high levels of social support, healthy life expectancy, to explain the top perch of several Scandinavian countries. North America does not fare as well overall as a nation. The United States dropped in the global ranking from 15th to 23rd. But researchers point to striking generational divides. People age 60 and older in the U.S. report high levels of well-being compared to younger people. That I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that's because they're already collecting their Social Security, and people like you and me are going, I don't think I'm going to get that. And I still have to pay it.
It's also, people over 60 don't know what TikTok is.
That's true, too. In fact, with just that group, the United States ranks in the top 10. Conversely, there's a decline in happiness among younger adolescents and young adults. The report finds there's a dramatic decrease in the self-reported well-being of age 30 and below, says editor Jan Emmanuel Deneve, a professor of economics and behavioral science and the director of the Well-Being Research Center at Oxford. This drop among young adults is also evident in Canada, Australia, and to a lesser extent, parts of Western Europe and Britain. We knew that a relationship existed between age and happiness, but the biggest surprise is that it is more nuanced than we previously thought, and it is changing. In North America, youth...
Oh, you got to say the name, too.
Says Alana Ron Levy.
There's a lot of hyphens in these directors of...
Of Gallup. In North America, youth happiness has dropped below that of older adults. Ron Levy says the rankings are based on responses from a representative sample of about 1,000 respondents in each country. And there are a range of factors likely to explain the shifts. And I guess they expect a U shape because little kids are happy and then old people are happy. That is, I guess, kind of normal. By 60, life can feel more secure, especially for people with good health, financial stability, and strong social connections. Living in a country with a strong social safety net can help.
They bought a house in the 70s, and that's paid off.
Yes, and they bought that house for like $60,000 and turned around and sold it for $600,000.
Uh-huh. They're living off their home equity line of credit. That's funny.
Yeah, my dad was bitching because I actually didn't know this. Apparently, when you start drawing from like IRAs and 401ks and all that good stuff, did you know the government mandates a minimum monthly draw that you have to take?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fucked him up on his taxes last year and this year.
Yeah. So they can get more tax money.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute.
Like, no, you need to earn income still. Earn income. You need to take out income.
Tell him he's just what he should do is. Tell him this. This is a good one. What he should do is stop drawing it, keep it in the bank, and then take a loan on that as collateral.
I don't know if he can do that. He'll have to look. He's got a financial guy. He'll talk to him. But
yeah, because
But he went to that guy. He's like, what the fuck? Yeah. And the guy's like, yeah, you have a minimum. Because he hadn't looked at that. He was just drawing as he needed, I guess. And the guy was like, oh, yeah, there's a minimum. You have to draw a certain amount or they penalize you.
Yeah, take a loan on it. Put that money in the bank. Take a loan against it.
But how wild is that? Like, so you spend your life paying into Social Security and then you can finally start drawing that in your other investments. And they're like, oh, you didn't pull enough out.
Yeah. Sort of penalize you. Yeah. Good times. Stuff I don't have to look forward to.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to work till probably lunch on the day I die.
Well, I know you weren't here last week, but we talked about the audience and I discussed Ben Shapiro's thing on that he thinks retirement is, quote, stupid. I guess it was in response to some politicians are talking about raising the Social Security age. And I actually had graphs that I pulled up. I'm like, well, yeah. When Social Security started, the life expectancy was 61 and they expected you to draw at 65. We never changed that. And the idea was, no, it should have stayed like 4 years past the life expectancy. The idea in a Ponzi scheme like it's Social Security, is that you don't have all the people saying, I want my money. And what we have now is all the people saying, I want my money. In addition to politicians taking that money out and spending it elsewhere. But, you know, yeah, I was like, so by that standard today, we should be retiring at like 80 or I mean, drawing a retirement.
Yeah.
So
they'll figure out how to get more money out of us.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Let's see. Let's get into some cool stuff, shall we? We have several cool things this week.
The 1830s saw botanist Peter Korthals dive deep into the world of kratom, revealing its ancient significance. Decades later, in the 1960s, science spotlighted kratom with Smith, Klein, and French labs exploring a patent of kratom alkaloid. By 2014, the community's voice grew louder, leading to the birth of the American Kratom Association. 2016 was tumultuous. The DEA leaned towards a ban, but facing an unprecedented public outcry and questionable claims by the FDA, they were compelled to rethink by year's end. By 2018, the winds shifted. NIDA invested $3.5 million in kratom research, and by 2019, Utah blazed the trail, pioneering consumer protection. Several states have since followed. Kratom's journey saw a beacon of hope in October of 2023 with the introduction of the Federal Kratom Consumer Protection Act. From historical roots to evolving legislations, Kratom's journey remains a beacon of resilience and transformation.
Learn more from Top Extracts, kratom.mantoolsmedia.com.
So we start with some random things, at least according to The Art of Manliness, in men that turn women on.
All right, let's go through
these. Let's see what we think of them, or at least a few of them. We might not go through all 50, but I'm just going to scroll all the way down to the list. None of the. So, and I don't think these are in order. I don't think there's any kind of like, this is the most, this is the least, but forearms. Do you really think women are that into muscly forearms?
Nope.
Okay. Rolled up sleeves because of forearms.
Popeye would still be
right.
He'd be like, yuck, 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 yuck. Yeah. Salt and pepper hair. Maybe.
Yeah.
That
possibly.
What's the word I'm looking for? Not vintage. There's a difference between being debonair and what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Not grizzled.
Is it a euphemism for old?
Yeah. It'll come
distinguished. Sometimes people throw that around.
That's what it is.
You look distinguished with your salt and pepper hair.
You're old. I'm old.
I think. I think the salt and pepper hair, the salt and pepper beard. I think it all depends on how it's styled for whether or not women find it attractive.
Nobody ever cares about salt and pepper nuts. Like that's what happens first, ladies.
And if you're like the old hippie guy with like long hair, I don't think they find that terribly distinguished. They're just kind of like, you still haven't grown out of that. intelligence. Yeah. They like that until you show them how they're wrong with your intelligence.
I will say they like it when you do math in your head.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that because I'm not good at math.
That's right. You're good at other things.
Yeah, I guess so. biceps.
Confidence, for sure. The good with kids in this day and age, in this dating game, yeah.
Yeah, well, considering that at least half of them are single moms, yeah. Cooking skills, definitely. I can attest to that for sure. Flannel shirts.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Good dancer.
Maybe.
Possibly. Manual competence / skills. I would agree here. My wife nearly put the fire that I built out when I built a fire from scratch.
Yeah.
She was pretty impressed with that. I was like, holy shit. I'm like, yeah, I was a Boy Scout.
Yeah. Fix it being handy. That's they don't find you handsome.
They need at least find you handy. Parallel parking. Okay. Maybe. I don't know. I would place that kind of in the same field as backing the car up using one hand. I've never heard of my wife or any other woman for that matter.
Ever compliment on your car skills, because that usually turns into a different fight. Like, you know, the one where we say, you don't hit things with your car, honey. Anything. It was just a curb. Yeah, anything. Well, it was just a building. Anything.
crinkles around the eyes when smiling. I don't know. The scent thing, we've talked about that blind scent test that they've done where women, the most attractive smell out of, I don't know, a certain number of smells turns out to be a sweaty t-shirt that a dude was wearing. So, yeah.
Yeah. Sweaters. No.
Maybe. I don't know.
No.
Strong hands.
Sure. The deep voice. That's a testosterone thing. Wearing Old Spice. That's an ad. Good posture. Probably. Chivalry and courtesy, yeah, that probably goes a long way.
Well, the I'm keeping you safe thing.
That whole thing, that definitely. Reads books, that depends.
I've never owned a tailored woolen coat, so I have no idea. Yeah, don't know about that. Sunglasses, I don't know about that.
Don't know about that.
Speaking a foreign language.
That works.
Yeah, like talking about your car.
Sure.
That works. That's why women open up their wallets to mechanics. Well, you see, your alternator's not spinning the flywheel. And quiet dependability?
No, I don't think so. Because all what did Big Rex say? All these everythings are not enough.
Yeah.
That was a good line.
Dimples. I don't know. This one I found completely wearing a baseball cap backwards. Yeah, if she's trash, sure she'll be into that.
Hooray. Jack wagon. Thanks, Charlie. I only put it on today because my hair cuts so badly. So it's terrible. Skateboarding? No. No.
Work boots?
Maybe. No. No.
Defined delts? That's just like science-y for broad shoulders. That's all that means. And yes, they like broad shoulders.
White t-shirts? No.
If you're in good shape, they like white t-shirts, I guess. Yeah. Good conversations, sure. Chest hair, modern women for the most part, not.
Chopping wood. That's in every romance that's novel. That's a
bounty.
Ever.
The bounty guy.
Button down shirts. Always stubble. Yeah, that's a thing. I've noticed that's a thing.
And
even one of our homies was like, when I just did the everything's the same length for a little while, he's like, that's way better. I was like, yeah, okay, give that a, yeah, we'll see.
Wearing a tool belt?
Nope.
Henley shirts.
Well, the forearms.
And you know what those are, right?
Yeah.
It's like a polo without the collar.
Yep. fitted sweatpants because they want to see you printing.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's only if you got a good dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice so one, but I don't get that one.
Sport jackets and jeans only if you're in an episode of Miami Vice. Rock shoulders. We're back to hoodies because they steal them.
Well, you know what? I will give a caveat here. With a Western look, I think they dig that. Maybe. If it's like cowboy boots and jeans and sure. then a sport coat, I think they probably dig that. If you're wearing sneakers and jeans with a sport coat or something like that, I don't think so. I don't think it has the same effect. Broad shoulders. We already talked about that. Hoodies.
Suits.
Big nose. Suits. Yes. Yeah. Especially if you don't wear it. I would add though.
If you don't wear
it. If you don't wear it very often. Yeah. Like when we went on our honeymoon. And I brought a suit because we were eating at some really fancy places. The first time I put that on, she was like, oh, I didn't even wear a suit at our wedding. So yeah. She was like, damn. Yeah, glasses, I don't know. Good in a crisis, maybe. Uniforms.
Probably.
Sure.
That's goes both ways.
All right.
But that's the other thing, though. Like, I don't know. I was talking recently and I was like, yeah, I would never date a cop. Couldn't do it. She'd be having sex with her and be like, she'd be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Do you know why I stopped you? Do you know how fast you're
going? Too fast. Tail lights out.
I have no insurance. I mean, the handcuffs.
Hey, you did that coke with me. all right. have you seen this?
Yeah.
You can buy a house from Amazon. I believe they're 30 grand each.
Just arrived. Let it fall.
And it literally comes in a giant Amazon box.
Freaking way. Yo, it's legit.
It's like a rectangle.
Kind of small.
Yo.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's loud in here.
It's pretty nice.
What's the point of windows? Can't even
what
see
what do
outside.
The windows do?
Oh, the bathroom.
There's a whole bathroom and a shower.
Wait, there's a shower?
And a toilet. This is kind of nice. It's I just like
kind of wash yourself.
What's up with all this?
Wait a second.
Is this like half built? Like
it folds.
Yeah, it folds. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's cool. That's what my laptop does.
Yo, the entire house has to fold out. Kind of like a puzzle.
Those are sweet.
That's a whole wall. I've never folded a house together.
Hey, let me in.
You're gonna kick me out already?
Come on, man.
Wow, it's already so much bigger. Bro, this thing is so easy to build. You literally just unfold it.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't build it.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it? That's wild. It didn't come with instructions, and we built it. Dude, 5-star review.
We just built a house from Amazon.
I was kind of
unfolded
it
out.
It had zero reviews.
And it's finally done. Come inside so I can give you guys a tour. This place is insane.
So, been really thinking about, you know, relocating.
Are you thinking about an Amazon house?
I was thinking about for a studio, so it's offsite.
Mm. Well, when I first saw this, I'm like, you could get like three of those and make a pretty banging,
yeah,
like
yeah,
house, and still spend a lot less than you would on a house.
Nope, seriously thought about that and getting one of those and then popping in the studio and just making it that.
Yeah.
Like off, like away from the house.
Yeah.
The thing is, you still got to, you know, run an extension cord to that and plumbing. That's fun because, you know,
yeah, plumbing would be, no matter where it is, though, you're going to run into that.
Yeah.
Running power and plumbing.
Yeah.
And or gas. And then finally, this is fucking rad.
Good old Jay Leno.
Well, this is a some kind of Chrysler turbine car from the 60s. And well, I'll let them explain what's really awesome about it.
Maybe once every 50,000 miles, put a new spark plug in it, but never change the oil.
Because it uses the fuel to lubricate itself.
Any liquid that burns.
You could run on unleaded gasoline. JP4 jet fuel, kerosene,
diesel, home heating oil, VO5 hairspray.
We've heard stories that one that was in France that ran on Chanel No. 5 perfume.
I went down to Dothan, Alabama.
That's a lot.
For the peanut festival, and we ran the vehicle on peanut oil, and it smelled like a Chinese restaurant.
In South Africa, they wouldn't believe us when we said this car would run on cognac. So we gave it a try. It worked, of course.
Of course. yeah. How awesome would something like that be to have? Talk about flex fuel.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Like, what's the cheapest thing that burns that you have? Cheapest liquid that burns.
That's amazing.
And just always fill it up with, you know, whatever gives you the best price. No oil changes, just change the spark plug. What do you say, every 50,000 miles?
Yep. What a cool car. Wish, you know.
Somebody probably decided it was dangerous, and there it goes off the market.
Sure. The guys that own the gas pumps.
Yeah. Like the one that, I guess they did a prototype of one that had a nuclear reactor in it, too, at some point.
Mr. Fission.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to some sports.
Yeah. We have sports.
We have sports,
sports tonight. Sports.
We do. And it's all women's sports.
Hey, well, it's Women's Month.
It's Women's Month, yes.
Smith & Bradley watches are designed to serve. Our watches are crafted to serve you a lifetime and then some. We believe a watch should be worn and shouldn't break no matter how tough the situation. So we do things a little differently. We build watches to last, quality materials and quality design. We build them in America to do things right. We include a lifetime warranty, our unbreakable guarantee, with every watch. Tactical men need tactical watches, and that's who we're here to serve. Hard-working, long-wearing watches for all.
Shop now at smithandbradley.mantoolsmedia.com.
All right. Well, we start with kind of one of those things where, you know, men are better at everything, including being women, because it's.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
So this is a high school girls basketball game. It's actually from like a month ago. I've been wanting to get it on here, but hasn't been opportune times. But this basketball coach on the team that had all actual girls end up forfeiting, and you'll see why here in a second. Here comes this beast. Give me the ball, bitch.
Damn.
So she's hurt. Oh, there's more. On video. Got some stills. No, yeah. Anyways, so that player ended up putting enough of his the opposing team's girls into injuries that the coach didn't have enough of a bench to keep playing. He was like, I'm done.
Wow.
And that's what happens when you say women can be men and let them play sports. Or, I mean, men can be women and whatever.
Whatever.
You know what I meant?
Yeah.
Did you see how much taller than everyone that dude was? And it's just like,
Toster. Yeah, it's terrible. It's awful. It's awful.
I feel bad for those girls. More bad than I feel for this girl. Who do you think is a better goalie, a lady or a microwave?
Oh, God.
I think you can see where this is going.
Yeah.
All right, so lady got one. Microwave got one. Lady got another. Microwave got another. Lady got another one. Microwave got another one. Lady got one. Oh, that one didn't count. I don't know why. Oh, because I guess it went all the way back. I don't know. So they got two misses each. Oh, she missed the third. Or the last one. Microwave got it. Edged her out by one.
That's a cold piece.
Microwave got pretty fucked up by the end.
Yeah. He was in it. In it to win it.
All right. With that, let's get into the week in his street. But we do have some herstory. I made it a point.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Comes to his end in the gutter. Fitting climax to a life.
And first under flight. Get it started. Hit fire at its height.
So I was going to do all herstory.
Okay.
And I even found a website that has the week in, I don't remember if they called it herstory, but anyways, something like that. So I pull up the events of this week, and it's some figure skating record, another figure skating thing, and then a bunch of birthdays, and the one that we'll cover at the end. So I didn't include the birthdays and the figure skating records because that's sorry, ladies. Do more historical shit. I don't know what to tell you.
Do more epic shit.
So this week in his story until the end, March 21st, 1984, a Soviet submarine crashes into the aircraft carrier, the USS Kitty Hawk, off the coast of Japan. And I thought both sides had devices to tell if they were going to hit each other. But I guess the Russians were so sneaky and also drunk. I don't know. They just smacked into it. And you can see on the right there is, I think that's after they've been pulled apart. Maybe both pictures are. But you can see the damage to the front of the sub and then the damage to the front of the aircraft carrier just tore each other apart.
That's nutty.
Yeah. Let's see. March 22nd, 1946, the first U.S.-built rocket to leave the Earth's atmosphere reaches a 50-mile height. And, of course, it was designed and built by Nazis, who we brought back in something called Operation Paperclip. Do you know why it was called Operation Paperclip?
Why was it called Operation Paperclip?
Because all their files had a mark where clearly there should have been a paperclip because a bunch of stuff was pulled out of there. You know, all the stuff that showed that they were Nazis. Huh. Yeah. Let's see, March 23rd, 1981. The U.S. Supreme Court upholds a law making statutory rape a crime for men but not women. The law came out of California where it said sexual intercourse with a female under 18 years old who wasn't the perpetrator's wife is prohibited. So, and the court went, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, well, it's Women's Month, so cougars unite.
Yep. Let's see. March 24th, 1603, Queen Elizabeth I dies, which will bring into power James VI, or as he's called in Scotland, James I. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. He was James VI of Scotland. He became James I of England. And this is what caused the union of England and Scotland. And eventually they altered their flag into what we now know as the Union Jack, which is literally just Scottish flag, English flag.
Mashup.
I believe it was 3 years later, Parliament actually passed a law that said, no, the king of one is the king of the other and vice versa from now on forever.
Forever.
Yep. let's see, March 25th, 1970, the Concorde makes its first supersonic flight. And I guess they're looking at bringing back some sort of supersonic intercontinental stuff.
That was a weird plane.
It was very inefficient, which is why they ended up shit canning it.
Yeah.
But I guess they've overcome those efficiency issues. And I guess now the juice could be worth the squeeze. We'll see. I don't know. That'd be pretty rad to like fly to England in 3 hours.
Super nutty.
Let's see. March 27th, 1997. Here we go. Here's your her story. Pamela Gordon becomes Bermuda's first woman prime minister. So congratulations, Madam Prime Minister of Bermuda. She knows she's wearing shorts in that picture. I don't know if you knew that.
I bet.
Bermuda shorts are required by law down there.
Right?
Yeah.
She's also she's also a musician.
Was she?
Yeah. Plays the triangle.
God damn it. All right. Yep. But that, of course, brings us to the end of the week in his story, which is also the end of our show.
Perfect.
Unfortunately.
I mean, it is what it is. So, you can see all the commercials and stuff for this show. So, but you can go to mantoolsmedia.com and check them out on sponsors.mantoolsmedia.com. If let's see, if your guys are interested, you can become a local member. Get Man Tools on the Movies. Police State Part 1 is out now. Be on the lookout for Part 2. Get all of our members only content along with our weekly ad free episodes for just $3 a month.
That's right.
That's mantoolsminions.locals.com. Also get 1 month free with code support free speech.
Correct.
Our merch, very cool stuff. I really like my ugly sweater. I don't like the print.
You're not supposed to.
It's supposed to be ugly. But God damn, that hoodie's comfortable. So wear that around the house. Get shit for it. It's gonna be great. It's great merch. It's merch.mantoolsmedia.com. Get free shipping if you're at our Facebook group, and 20% off if you're a Locals member. Thank you again to all of our sponsors. That's sponsors at mantoolsmedia.com. Thanks for watching and or listening. Please check us out on the web at mantoolsmedia.com, and our social links is links.co/mantoolsmedia. It's been a hell of a week. Next week's going to get weird. And the week after that's going to be super fucking busy. It's like spring has sprung. And then it's going to be sprinkler season.
Yeah.
So, whew, it's going to be a... It's going to be a whirlwind for everybody coming up soon. I mean, we just got dumped, what, 10 inches of snow?
Dude, Dude, oh, and speaking of that, I got to shout out my kid, Abby. She shoveled the driveway that day that it, after it dumped, right? With me out there trying to get the snowblower started. I don't know if that comes up on camera.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Pulling on it. Finally got it running for like the last 10 minutes. And I, here's what it is. I'm bad. I need to get better about it. I use that additive that's supposed to let you just let it sit. Yeah. This one apparently isn't great. I don't know if there are some that are better. It eventually got going, but I need to get better about, like, once the end of the lawnmower season hits, I need to change the fuel and the oil in the snowblower. Uh-huh. You know, just like I do at the beginning of lawnmower season with the lawnmower. But, yeah.
Yeah.
But that kid rocked it by hand. Just scoosh, scoosh. Nice. By the time I got it running, it was like, oh, you're almost done. Here, I'll finish up. Nice. So,
Johnny yeah. completely over here. Good yeah. job, Abs. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week.
That's right. Good night, everybody.